From Chicago, I'm Rob Mark, and this is the Aviation Minute. Most aviation stories only find their way to the desks of those of us who seem to devour aviation news, or consider themselves to be true aviation geeks, except when it's about an accident, especially one involving an airliner. Those stories seem to remain in the public eye for weeks or even months. In late September, though, a local Chicagoland aviation story made it to the front pages of the national press, and it had absolutely nothing to do with an accident. September 26th was the day a deranged FAA contractor, a Harris Corp employee, by the way, and I'm not going to dignify him by mentioning his name, reported for work at the Chicago Air Traffic Control Center in Aurora, Illinois. He arrived for work that morning about 5 a.m. and went right to his mischief. He ignited a fire that demanded the building be evacuated, and unfortunately, in addition to lots of center radio frequencies going dead, the fire also destroyed much of the en-route center system infrastructure. That meant hundreds of airplanes and thousands of people sitting on the ground all over the nation eventually, while the FAA tried to figure out what to do next. Surprising to many people, me included, actually, the FAA brought center traffic back at ZAU, that's the center's identifier, slowly at first, by sending hundreds of controllers to nearby terminal radar facilities like O'Hare, Rockford, South Bend, Milwaukee, and dozens of others. They also sent another few hundred controllers to adjoining centers like Minneapolis, Kansas City, Cleveland, and Indianapolis, where traffic was kept moving, although slowly. No doubt the cost of the airlines for the delays and the cancellations was massive, as was the inconvenience to hundreds of thousands of airline and business aviation passengers. But you know what? It all worked, and it all worked safely. So I think it's time to recognize the men and the women of the FAA, the National Air Traffic Controllers Association, and the technicians from the professional aviation safety specialists, and everybody else who worked around the clock to restore ATC service in just 2 weeks. So to all the FAA controllers and past technicians and, well, yes, even a few managers, I'm sure, who haven't heard it yet, let me say thank you. Thank you for getting air traffic moving again in Chicago and around the country. And thank you for working without a safety net or even a plan for the most part. So if you find yourself flying through Chicago Center's airspace one of these days, or any of those adjoining centers that lent a hand to make this all work, be sure and say, "Hey, nice job fixing that ZAU mess, guys. We really appreciate what you did." From Chicago, I'm Rob Mark. We'll see you next time.